anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Dick Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the very lovely Sydney. 818-818-6401. I was looking for another adjective. Leave me alone. It didn't come to me right away. So anyway... Give us a call, 818-818-6401. The show is produced here by the ever so lovely...
That's what I thought you were
going to have.
Thanks, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you're looking for that special cat treat, go right out to the store and buy it. It's called Lick and Lap. But you can also get it at Walmart.com, and you can get it at Vitacraft.us. Don't forget good pet foods, natural supplements, and treats for your dog. They will love it. And you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And by the way, you can watch and listen to us right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. So join us on there as well. And we want to talk with you about your pets. This is Talkin' Pets. Are you singing, Jilly?
In my brain.
So that is one of the songs from a movie that's out right now, and I'll tell you a little bit about it in a second. But if you're going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this pile of sadness, and my shoes are all tight. Always make it to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, noda, I love these things truly. We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. So, Weapons opened at number one and made $60 million in its opening week, which is pretty darn good for a movie that's like on the horror side and beating out some of the ones that are strong out there. But I had a friend, my friend Dez actually saw Weapons, and he thought the beginning was very strange because they explained the before part all in words, which I hate when they kind of do that rather than showing what happens. But I heard it was okay, though. I heard it wasn't a bad movie. I didn't get to screen it, but I do want to see it. Called Weapons, but it's not what you think it is, like, apparently. So, $60 million for that one. Freakier Friday, which was a lot of fun and cute. made $38 million on its opening week, which isn't too bad for, you know, a comedy that hasn't been out in like 22 years. So it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Fantastic Four, First Steps, good movie, $237 million in 3 weeks. Wish that was my salary. That would be nice. The Bad Guys 2, $49 million in 2 weeks. Not doing so well, but not, it's okay. The Naked Gun actually bumped Superman out of place, which I didn't think Superman was all that great. But The Naked Gun, $36 million in 2 weeks. And I'll tell you, one of the funniest parts about Naked Gun was the fact that Liam Neeson was playing the part. Because he's in every other movie out there in Hollywood that's a kick-butt type of movie, and here he is in Naked Gun. It's silly, it's stupid, it's crazy, but it's entertaining.
I love the original ones that we, you know, that's big, the earlier ones, but they also did the ones like Airplane and all that stuff.
Yep.
Naked Gun was hilarious.
Leslie Nielsen.
Wasn't his name? Leslie Nielsen, yeah.
He was the first actor that I ever talked to when I started in radio. And I said to him, you know, I was wet behind the ears, you might say. And I said to him, I said, you know, this is an honor to talk to you. I mean, this is so cool that I'm talking with the Leslie Nielsen. And you know what he said to me? He said to me, thanks for the punchline. He said to me, he said, well, I got to tell you, it's my honor to talk to you. And don't let anybody ever think that it's not an honor to talk to yourself, like to talk to you as a person.
That was very
and that,
cool.
And that anybody's ever above each other. And I was like, wow, and you're a cool dude, too. This is, like, really nice. And that was, like, it left a good impression on me. And I never forgot about it to this day. And that was, like, 38 years ago. And shut up, Devin. And how old are you?
35.
Yeah, okay, you weren't born yet. At least I was wet behind the ears. So those were your top five movies. And actually, I did get to screen a film, which was called Nobody 2. And I will tell you, if you're looking for an action film and a good movie, it does lean more towards the male demographic, but this movie is amazing. And I watched the first one called Nobody recently on streaming, and I never thought I wanted to see it. And then all of a sudden I watched the one on streaming, the first one, and it was good. I liked it a lot. And this one was even better. I wouldn't take kids to it, put it that way. But it's a fun kick-butt action film with comedy involved as well, and a good cast. So Nobody 2, you might want to check it out. You can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com. or on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. So we do have a special guest going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. He is somewhat new to the country genre. He's a up-and-coming country singer. His name is Trace Nixon. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk to him for about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for him. You'll hear some of his music. He's got a good voice, got a really good voice. And yes. I do want to put out there a big welcome and hello to WSVA 550 and 92.1 out there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Frank Wilton, the gang out there, thank you for picking up the show. And ironically, which I thought this was like kind of like the universe clapping, Trace Nixon is from Virginia, and he's touring throughout the whole state of Virginia. So I thought that was kind of ironic. And guarantee it wasn't planned. It just kind of happened. So that's pretty cool. But stay tuned. About 20 minutes, he's going to be joining us. But, of course, we're open to your pet questions, your training questions, and behavior questions. I'm probably not going to do a animal sound this hour, but I want to give away, if somebody has a shelter or a rescue group that you recommend and that you want to send a case of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, I ask you to call in now, and the phone lines light up, and Sydney will just pick a line. And if you're the one that's picked, we'll send a case of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft to that shelter or rescue for their cats. It'll be in your name as well as Vitacraft, of course, and we will send that to them. We will need their name, address, and their telephone number. But if you call us right now, you could get through. And you'll be the one to send out a case of Vitacraft treats. Lick and Lap for the cats at the shelter. 818-818-6401 is the number to call. 818-818-6401. Hey, pay it forward. Call. If you know a good shelter or rescue, maybe you adopted your dog or your cat or whatever from there, and we'll send out a case of Vitacraft Lick and Lap treats for their cats. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Got me motivating, wake and bake early morning and my dome is saving. But the FBDs won't let me be, or let me be me and plant my trees. But TGA, now can't you see? Your garden's so empty without seed.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KaanapaliResort.com. Experience Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
hairless English French bulldog named Petunia has been crowned the winner of the 2025 World's Ugliest Dog Contest. The two-year-old pup from Eugene, Oregon, and her owner, Shannon Nyman, walked away with the $5,000 prize and, of course, bragging rights. During the event at the Sonoma County Fair in Santa Rosa, California, on August 8th. Petunia was also had the honor of appearing on limited edition cans of Mug Root Beer, a sponsor of the contest, and will make an appearance on the Today Show on Monday, August 11th. The Bulldog beat out 10 fierce competitors, among them Little Prince Wonder, an 8-year-old Chinese Crested, and Nezumi, a 13-year-old Chihuahua. According to the Times, Petunia was rescued from a chaotic backyard breeding and hoarder situation in Las Vegas and brought to Oregon by Lovable Dog Rescue. There, she received much-needed medical care, including a spay and surgery to correct her elongated palate, a condition that makes breathing difficult and very painful. She is described as a gentle soul who adores other dogs, cats, and people. The World's Ugliest Dog Contest has been taking place for nearly 50 years. On the contest website, organizers said the annual event is a testament that the pedigree does not define the pet. The lighthearted competition celebrates the imperfections that make all dogs special and unique. Many of the contestants have been rescued from the shelters and puppy mills, organizers said, helping to raise awareness for pet adoption. During the contest, the dogs, accompanied by their handlers, show off their unique beauty to the judges and fans. Some wear special clothes and accessories for the occasion. It's a wonderful show of pageantry and pride. In 2024, an 8-year-old Pekingese named Wild Thing took two top honors at the competition. The dog, distinguished by his wild and unruly fare, had competed 5 times until he finally nabbed the crown. Despite facing numerous challenges, including surviving his temper as a puppy, Wild Thing has emerged as a healthy and happy Glugly, which is a glamorous slash ugly guy, organizers said in a press release at this time. According to Wild Thing's contestant bio, the distemper prevented his teeth from growing in, which causes his tongue to stay out all the time. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow. Did you see her picture?
Yeah.
Her picture is really cute.
I don't know. I get slapped a lot because my tongue hangs out. So. But anyway, we have a question. Well, we have two things for you, Jilly.
What's that?
Brian says hello from Temple Terrace.
Brian Mahey,
On Facebook Live. And also Ben has a question for you on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. I have two Great Danes. I love Great Danes. The sad part is they don't live a long life.
I know.
And 2 acres of land. My Danes want to come in all of the time. How do I keep them occupied when they are outside and I'm in the house? My first thought was, I hope the yard is fenced.
That was the first thing I was going to say. You can make play areas for them, but basically your dog wants to be with you. So my suggestion is to get your butt outside and play with them more. Because that's what I have to do with my Xerxes, my, you know, massive male Rottweiler. We go on hikes twice a day, sometimes three times a day. Because of the environment that we live in, I can do that. But I do have a fenced-in yard. And sure, he'll go out there and chase birds and squirrels and stuff like that. But most of the time, he's staring at me and waiting for me to get up and go out and do something with him. And when I lived in Florida and I had a pool, of course, I swam all day with them. He could put some baby pools out there and, you know, toss a bunch of toys in the yard. But the interaction that dogs will have between themselves is a very specific, you know, interaction at only specific times. They want to interact with you. All they want to do is please their owner. So he's going to have to get up and get outside and play with them. Even if he has to work and he works from home, and that's wonderful, lucky guy, make a time. If you can take, you know, 10 minutes, you know, 15 minutes every couple of hours, and it'd be good for him too, just to say, hey, let's go and run outside and play around and do some tug of war or have a tether ball or something, because they're really big dogs. You could have a tether ball, you know, on a pole, like hanging low, and, you know, hit the ball around and they'll hit it with their nose. You could have some baby pools out there. You could have an interactive play mat where they had to find either toys hidden inside the mat or maybe a mat that make noises when they walk on it.
No, I thought you were talking about a neighbor by the name of Matt.
No. Funny. No, they do.
Come on over, Matt. My Great Danes want to have a good time.
A lot of people who, you know, have to leave all day and their dogs are at home, they'll have these, you know, they fold up really nicely and you can put them away, but you can take it in the kitchen. It has all these different compartments in it where you can hide little tiny treats. You don't want to hide too many because you don't want your dog getting, you know, overweight or getting sick from eating too many treats. But you can hide little things in it and little surprises for them. And dogs really like it.
It's odd because you would think automatically dogs will usually play with each other. So if he has two Danes, I would imagine that they should keep each other company and play around. But maybe, you know, like you said, adding a couple of pull toys or something like that may enhance them.
Yep.
But they love Daddy, so they want to be with Daddy all the time.
They want to be with Daddy.
Yeah.
And even when I had, you know, more than one Rottweiler, if I came in, they all came in. You know, if I went outside, they all went outside.
When you spend a lot of time with your dog, though, they get so used to you being there. It's the same thing with my cats. I'm here with them all day because I work all day out of my office here, so they're always in here with me. So they're used to me being here all the time. When I'm not here, they think maybe I died or left them alone and not coming back or something. But so, you know, sometimes maybe some separation between you is a good thing between you and your pet. So they get used to it and don't get kicked into that whole separation anxiety issue. So, hey, coming up, we do have Trace Nixon joining us for about 10 minutes. We're going to talk about his new song. It's called Love Lost Has Been, and we're going to be talking about that and a little bit about his life. And he also has a dog as well.
Awesome.
He's got a fiance, and her name is Ashley, but the dog's name is Kyla. We'll find out a little bit about Kyla, too. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the very lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
In San Antonio, Texas, on July 27th, a roping horse suffered catastrophic injuries after the trailer he was being hauled in was destroyed in a terrible crash. According to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, the trailer was being pulled by a Dodge Ram driven by 24-year-old David Morales Mata. Morales Mata did not stop to give his horse the urgent care he needed. Instead, he and 23-year-old Calissa Morales Gatan abandoned the destroyed trailer with the prized and critically injured horse inside. In an August 5th news release, the authorities said, security footage from a nearby business showed a silver Dodge Ram pickup towing the horse trailer into a parking lot. The driver then unlocked the wrecked trailer with the injured horse still inside and was last seen leaving the area without it. The footage also captured a male and female inspecting the trailer. The duo responsible for the crash not only failed to give the grievously injured horse care, they concocted a story in a failed attempt to avoid blame. The sheriff's office explains, roughly 2 hours later, the same silver Dodge Ram involved in the case was falsely reported stolen by 23-year-old Clarissa in an apparent attempt to distance both individuals from the incident. According to investigators, Clarissa claimed that she and David had attended the horse roping event the night before, transporting their prized horse in a trailer. The following morning, David called her, claiming he had crashed while towing the horse. He told her to follow him as he relocated the vehicle, then instructed her to report it stolen after abandoning the trailer with the injured horse still inside, alone and suffering. Not surprisingly, given the tremendous amount of blood loss, the horse had to be humanely euthanized at the recommendation of a responding veterinarian. David and Clarissa Morales must be held accountable for what they did to this beautiful horse. Please add your name to the petition today to help Animal Victory push for the maximum jail sentence. Visit www.animalvictory.org to sign this petition and many others. Reporting for Jalen, I'm Jalen Sidlow for Talking Pets.
Something isn't adding up. This wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me it shows the cross. You're telling me I'm worth it. I'd seen daylight. An old man walked up to me at the bar. He said, young man, don't you take it too far. And I shrugged him off as I poured another round. He said, that's a quick way to put yourself in the ground.
looking at a man who knows pain. And from your eyes I know you feel the same. And I can't say what you're going through, son, but if I were you, I'd turn around and run. I know you think that whiskey's your friend, but it'll turn on you faster than the wind.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets, and right now we're speaking with country newcomer Trace Nixon. Hey, Trace, how you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you? Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, you can just tell by the way you talk, you got that voice. There's true country in that voice.
I wish that were true sometimes. Sometimes I got to fight a little harder to get it to come out.
Oh, no, you sound amazing in that song. So that was called Love Lost Has Been. And to my understanding, that was inspired by real events, right?
somewhat inspired. It was a kind of a typical night out with some buddies, and we were hanging out at the bar and just kind of noticed some, kind of an older gentleman who was definitely been served one too many. And he just was going around, highlighting the glory days and giving some unsolicited advice to some folks, and that kind of struck with me a little bit. And the next day I was just thinking about what happened to him, and love lost came together pretty quickly after that.
So you have a girlfriend, a fiance I should say, and her name is
Ashley Grant. Yep. And she was kind enough to join me in the secondhand hold on the music video, and she killed that. So it's been a fun journey having her alongside during all this.
So the music video, that's out now, right? It just came out not too long ago?
Yes, sir. Yep. It's out on all, I think, YouTube and some other the video streaming services. But yeah, man, it was a really cool experience, and we're really glad I got to do it with her.
Yeah, no, your voice is amazing. I want to introduce you, by the way, to Jilly's on with us, and also Devin here in the studio.
Hey, Trace.
Hi, Trace. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
She's a country girl.
Well, good deal. Well, it's great meeting you guys. Martha definitely has told me some great things, so I'm excited to hop on here with y'all.
I love Martha. Martha is your publicist, and she's great. So give her a shout out for me. But you also, she told me that you have a dog in your life named Kyla.
Yes. So she is we rescued her about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years, and she is a maniac, but also the sweetest thing in the world. So. We, definitely makes every day interesting for sure.
So you have an EP coming out in the fall, and a current single that you have from that is this song that we're going to listen to, which is Secondhand Hold On Me. So here's a little blurb from that song.
Good deal.
Cloud of smoke in a corner booth, sitting all alone. And when I noticed she was smiling at me, I've always had a certain type, the kind of girl that my mama would like. But she was like nothing I'd ever seen. Never liked the smell of cigarette smoke. All the when she pulled me close, it's like I was addicted, I couldn't resist it. You never felt anything like this. You smoke and swinging doors, chosen for one more. Well, I was hooked from our first kiss. And I don't know when it hit me, but man, I just couldn't believe the way she had a secondhand hold on me.
And that is Secondhand Hold On Me by Trace Nixon. The EP's coming out in the fall, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. I don't think you have a problem. Well, you're getting married, so you got a fiance. So, this. I would imagine with these songs that you're singing, with your looks and that voice, you probably get attacked all the time.
Oh man, well, luckily Ashley, she keeps me in a pretty straight line, and so yeah, I don't have much to look at shows, but it's every now and then you come across a a few of it. We call them some of those girls, you know, like the old Sawyer Brown song. Some of those girls that like to, you know, come and definitely get a little rowdy. So every now and then we can run into those. But no, it's always good having Ashley at the show with me. She keeps me focused, you know.
That's good. I'm glad that you have Ashley with you. That's cool. He's a good man, Ashley, so hold on to him. And he's going to go far with that voice. So, again, Trace Nixon. You know, I want to tell you a real quick story. A new affiliate onto our show here of Talkin' Pets is WSVA, AM 550 and FM 92.1 in Virginia. And it's in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Frank Wilt and the gang. And I know you're doing a tour throughout the state of Virginia. Is Harrisonburg by any of your tours coming up?
I'm not sure if we're hitting Harrisonburg right in there. I know Harrisonburg very well, but we will be out in Crozet, which is in between Charlottesville and Harrisonburg. So it's just right over the mountain. So we definitely pull some folks from that area whenever we play there.
That's
it's always
cool.
A great time to get down there. Yeah.
Well, if you ever have any VIPs that you want to send over to the owners, to the program director there, Frank, send them over. I'm sure Frank would love to play your songs, and also not only that, but attend your concert. So it's Frank Wilt and the gang at WSVA. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll definitely reach out.
I like the way it aligned that today they started on the show and that you're coming on, and it wasn't planned. It just kind of happened that way, and it happened in a good way. Here's another song.
Deal.
Another song by Trace Nixon. This one's for Alan.
Yes, sir.
Well, can someone please tell me, when did things change? It seems all that matters now is the money and fame. There's no more songs for the little man, just the high life thrill. Has forgotten then, but I never will. So this one's for Alan, this one's for Joy, for all those honky-tonk heroes who came before.
So I gotta ask you, Trace, are those kind of like your mentors there that you're mentioning in the song?
Definitely some of my biggest inspirations. You know, Mr. Alan Jackson being obviously an incredible singer, but also a great songwriter, and George Strait just being the king. You know, you can't get much better than George Strait. But so they were definitely two of my bigger inspirations, along with like Keith Whitley and Ronnie Milsap, and a few of those, you know, big '80s and '90s artists were always playing in the house when I was a kid.
And your mom and dad, Nick and Michelle, they were actually in the music industry as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they met back in the it was late '80s, early '90s. They both played a slot at the Old Dominion Barn Dance in Richmond, Virginia, and that was the first time they met. So it's kind of like love at first note, I guess you could say. But then they got together and started playing some music throughout the Virginia scene. And by 1995, when I came along, you know, they were pretty well dove into the honky tonk scene in around there. So I grew up around, you know, all that kind of sound from a very early age, you know, but for better or for worse, I guess, but definitely shaped my musical style.
Well, we're going to go out as we say goodbye to Trace Nixon. We're going to play his song Hand Me Down Name. So this is by Trace Nixon.
If this is the one that's out right now, my parents are singing with me on this track. So,
oh, cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
So where can they find your music right now? Spotify, I know, is one of them, because that's where I found you.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, I think YouTube Music. So most all the streamers, and then on social media at TraceNixon_music. I try to post pretty regularly, but yeah, we're excited to get some new stuff out, man. Martha's been doing some great work with me, so hopefully I don't disappoint her too much coming up, but we're going to try to get some new tunes out for everyone real soon.
Sounds good. Well, we're at about 100 markets across the country, so you've got some, you know, people listening and tuning in to you now, so hopefully they'll follow you as well. I'm sure they will. So, Trace Nixon, thanks
really
for joining us
y'all.
Here. I appreciate it
yes,
as well.
Thank
thanks
you,
for
y'all.
Joining us here on the show.
Right, have a good day.
You too, Trace.
Worth fighting for.
Hand Me Down Name by Trace Nixon. Check him out.
To
be all he could be, but that part of him was left.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. A German zoo is under fire for killing members of their overpopulated baboon population and feeding them to predators at the facility. The Nuremberg Zoo culled 12 baboons who were at the facility, citing overcrowding as the reason for their killing. Out of respect for zoo visitors, the heads, hands, and feet were removed from the baboons before being fed to lions, tigers, and maned wolves in view of people. As reported by The Independent, the zoo staff's efforts to keep the baboon population under control failed, and the number of primates ballooned to an unsustainable number. The zoo has said it will not stop breeding entirely, citing its long-term conservation role. Animal rights activists are protesting the killings, and the zoo's culling is now under investigation by Nuremberg Firth Public Prosecutor's Office. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Creepy.
Of course, I'm not very bright, but I think it's going to get darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Oh?
Wild animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers
and bears.
Oh, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my! Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
Lions, tigers, and bears,
oh my!
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Julie, what do you think about that? Taking the baboons and feeding them to the lions, tigers, and happens to be wolves. But I'm sure bears are in there somewhere.
Well, I read another story recently as well where I can't remember the country.
You're going to talk about. We talked about that last week.
Oh, did you? They were, asking people who had, unwanted, farm animals to donate them to feed the animals at the zoos as well, and they were doing the same thing. As long as they're humanely killed, I don't think I have a... They're got to eat meat somehow. So I would rather an animal be humanely killed and used for food than it starve to death and die in a pasture. That's my belief on that. But I don't know if they were destroying families of baboons, or we don't have the whole story on it.
Apparently,
baboons, or
it's an overpopulation of baboons. I don't know if age was necessarily a factor, because again, like you said, we don't have the whole story on it. But apparently, I don't think it was ones that were ill or anything like that. It was just that they kept breeding and breeding, so they were using the excess to feed the animals. Now, the other one was with pets. The zoo is asking people to donate their pets to the zoo so they can feed them to wild animals, pretty much the same premise as the one in Germany.
But they're not throwing in there. They're not throwing them in there alive to let them chase them and everything.
They actually euthanize the dogs or cats as if, you were going to do because of old age or whatever.
Right.
But I personally could not do it. I could not, personally, I couldn't live with the thought of, I know I'd be helping zoo animals, but I couldn't live with the thought of my dog or my cat.
I couldn't do it either, but I don't have an overpopulation in my home. I have one incredibly fabulous animal.
Right.
Some people who are hoarders and things like that, and these animals die horrifically starving to death in their kennels and stuff like that. I just think, you know, maybe that's another avenue, but I don't know the logistics of it or how to go about it the right way, but my overall feeling is I would rather an animal be humanely killed and used instead of having to purchase all this other food that the zoo can't support, and then the animals get sick or die, and then these
I know it takes a lot of money for the meat, for them to get meat, because I know Tippi Hedren has Shambhala, and we used to talk about that. It cost her like $100,000 a month just to feed the lions and tigers that she had. But the thing is that, you know, one of my chickens died the other day.
That happened to my friends, too.
It was ice. She was old, and I'm not sure if it was old age that she died from, or I've got a brutal hen in there that acts like a rooster. But the thing is that she was the most submissive chicken in the group, and she passed away. But she was like 8 years old, which is that's old for a chicken.
But she was your pet. That's a different story.
And I buried her. I wouldn't even think of eating her, let alone feed her to something. but I do want to give a mention out there for our station, WBGS in Largo, Florida. A shout out to Al. His cat Greta just passed away this morning. So she was 16. Which is a pretty good life for a cat. So, you know, Al, we send our best out to you and our thoughts. It's tough to lose a pet. It's losing our extension of the family. So
I know. I have my best friend up here. She's got, you know, pet chickens, but she only has three. But then she's got indoor cats, and then she's got barn cats, and then she's got a fabulous dog. And her favorite chicken just died. And she asked me to take it to the crematorium, and because it's like 45 minutes away, I'm like, you got it, babe. I took the chicken in, had it cremated. When it was ready, I went and picked it up, brought it back to her, you know, because she's...
I get my pets cremated, but I don't get my chickens cremated. I bury my chickens, but, expense on there for one thing, and they are kind of pets, but they're farm animals as well. But I try to do the best for them. But if it's any of my birds or my cats or whatever, they're cremated. That's the way that I do it. But I want to ask you before, because we're going out of the hour, but I want to ask you, so what you think of Trace? You like him?
I like him a lot. I was listening to his music online. Plus, he's a cutie patootie, for heaven's sakes.
I knew you would look him up. That's what I was going to ask.
I love his voice. I love his music. It's very old school, and I think that's very inviting for people. You know, I love the hard new country and the rock country, but I really like the old stuff and the mandolins and the fiddles and everything. I like it a lot.
So I think he's going to be a big up and comer. Yeah, I think he's going to do well too. So, hey, you heard him first here on Talking Pets. Trace Nixon, check him out. He's good-looking, and he's got a great voice. And again, to Al out there at WBGS. Oh, he just texted me. Thank you for the words.
Aww.
And we're thinking about you. We're going to say goodbye
for
this hour.
Al.
Our hearts go out to anybody who lost their pets this week. We love you all. Thanks for tuning in to Talking Pets.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pets.